Welcome back to Round 12, the podcast that will always be dedicated to growth, development, and motivational mastery. I am your host, Sensei Roger B. Hamilton. Thank you for joining us again today for another episode of the Round 12 podcast series. Let's go get it. Enjoy your life, and then enjoy your birthday. This week's episode is a little bit different. I'm posting this on Friday, the day recognizing my birth, and I'm doing so in a way that fulfills my spirit and makes me say to myself loudly, "Enjoy your life, dude. Remember to remember." Many of us assume that we need to make drastic changes to our habits, routines, and our bank balances to be happy and enjoy life. Fortunately, that's not really the case. I've learned this truth from tremendous trial and a little bit of error. More times than not, we already have everything we need to enjoy life. It's just a question of prioritizing what's really important. So how can you enjoy life in a way that's enriching and consistent and in a way that many people don't? Here are 25 things to think about, some super simple ways you can enjoy your life more than you are now starting today on my birthday. Number one, focus on yourself. Other people will always be on hand to offer up their options and opinions and advice. Ultimately, however, it's you who has to live with the consequences of your decisions. If you're feeling overwhelmed with outsider opinions and advice, go off the grid for a few days. Get off social media. Put your phone on silent and tap into your own thoughts and emotions to figure out what your next step should be. Number two, make time to relax. Making time to relax and reconnect with ourselves leaves us better equipped to deal with more challenging periods in life. Instead of only finding time to relax when you're extra stressed, in order to enjoy life, you need to be making time for rest on a daily basis. Relaxing can involve doing a favorite hobby, taking a short nap, going for a walk, or even taking a quick weekend trip. Find what works for you to get your stress levels down and do it, and have some fun with it. Number three, avoid the news. It's all too easy to get sucked into public drama online and offline. Trust that if something important happens, you'll know about it. Otherwise, save your energy and spend your time on something more worthwhile than scrolling the airwaves for doom. Again, some current events and a few updates are important to keep up with, but don't let the media professional's job become more important than the peace in your own life. Number four, nurture your positive relationships. Make time to nurture the positive relationships you have with friends and family. Identify the people who lift you up and focus your energy on them. Cultivating positive relationships in life has been proven to increase overall well-being. One study even found that people who have good social relationships are half less likely to die early than are more isolated people. And by the way, I ain't talking about being scared to die. I'm talking about being scared to live. Number five, meet new people. Community is one of the most important needs we have. Making a consistent effort to meet new people helps us fulfill that need and introduces us to new ideas and perspectives. Expanding your support system will also ensure that you have more resources to get through tough times and enjoy life. Number six, explore new places. New places and cultures offer a different perspective on the world and add a healthy dose of inspiration and possibility to our lives. You don't need a huge bank balance, however, to explore. Walk through a new part of town. Watch a documentary. Go camping in a nearby national park. It doesn't have to be far to offer you a great experience. Number seven. Keep a wish list, or you could call it a get list. Whenever you think of something you'd like to try or a place you'd like to visit, write it down and keep a collection. It keeps the dreams alive and stops them from fizzling out as a forgotten or foreign thought. Number eight, try new things, especially the challenging ones. Commit to try a certain number of items from your get list each year to make sure they don't just stay as wishes. This will keep you engaged with the world around you instead of allowing you to sit back and watch it all fly by. Number 9. Spend money on experiences, not possessions. Now, I know for a fact that your money is your business, but it's experiences, not possessions, that create memories and meaning. Instead of buying that diamond necklace you've got your eye on, why not spend that money on a weekend getaway with your loved one? Objects won't help you make memories, but experiences will, and those are all the things you really allow to enjoy your life like no one else. Again, your money is your business. Respect. Number 10, cut down your junk. Physical clutter can equal mental clutter. Reducing the amount of stuff around us fosters a calmer mental state, too. By tidying up around the house, the car, the gym, the office, you can increase your focus, productivity, and positive emotions. Number 11, make time for gratitude. But you don't hear me, though. Make time for gratitude. Creating a routine of writing down 3 things you feel grateful for each day, as an example, helps you focus more on what's good in your life. Starting a gratitude journal can help too. By focusing on gratitude, we place ourselves in the moment and are able to see just how much good we've got going on for us and for our life. Number 12, track how you're spending your time. Just like your money, your time is your business, but it's easy to get to the end of the day and wonder where all the time went. So maybe track how you spend your time in an average week. When we're conscious of how we're spending our hours, we can make the most of the time we have on this planet. Remember, time is that thing you can never get back. Makes sense to use it wisely. Number 13, be deliberate in your choices. Enough said. We've never had so many opportunities to create a lifestyle that we truly love, yet many of us still live life on autopilot. Be deliberate in your life choices. Remember that it's your life and no one else's. Like Denzel said in his movie Training Day, make a decision. Huh? Number 14, invest in yourself. The more self-aware and self-accepting we are, the happier we are. Sometimes it can be pretty cool to make time to read a personal development book or journal, and also focus on being compassionate towards yourself. You better love that person staring back in the mirror. It's as important as any other thing you do. Number 15, remember that all feelings pass. As the saying goes, this too shall pass. When trouble comes, you need that mechanism to remind you that if you're going through hell, keep going. The dark tunnel will end soon enough. A key part of enjoying life, I've found, is accepting that we're not going to feel 100% happy 100% of the time. During the more challenging times, remember that life is one big cycle of ups and downs, and remember that all feelings pass. Number 16, celebrate small wins. In a goal-oriented, maybe even goal-obsessed society, it's easy to bounce from one milestone to the next without savoring our successes. Make time to celebrate your wins, no matter how small, and focus on enjoying the journey rather than the destination. I know it sounds classic, but I've enjoyed quite a few mile markers on quite a few cross-country trips. Number 17, allow yourself to feel happy. This may sound simple as hell, but it's not. Some days can be weird for every single person. Many of us find it challenging to enjoy a calm, peaceful life. Give yourself permission to enjoy a drama-free existence and focus on finding pleasure in your daily experiences. Remember, the beauty is all around you. Just stop and look. You'll see. Number 18, practice mindfulness. What does that mean? It means noticing how we feel and realizing that what's around us right now is sometimes an effective way of taking us out of our game. Focus is that thing that helps us remember to detach from our worries and keep returning to the positive experience of how great it is to be alive. This is a huge key to finding success when we want to enjoy life as much as possible. Number 19, get outside. Feel the wind on your face, the sun on your skin, and enjoy a good dose of vitamin D and fresh air. Science has found that being out in nature reduces stress and increasing overall well-being. One study found that walking in nature compared to simply looking at nature reduced cortisol, the stress hormone, and once that level was reduced, it improved mood. In their sample of healthy university students, it always seemed to come through. Number 20, speak your mind. Say what you mean and mean what you say. When we hold back our thoughts, opinions, and desires out of fear of displeasing others, we're not being true to ourselves. Speak up and feel uncomfortable in the short term, and you'll enjoy life more in the long term. Respect for others is certainly key, and diplomacy is important too, but don't lock it up inside all the time. That madness will give you a headache. Document happy moments. Take photos. Write in your journal. Draw. Whatever you need to do, do it to record happy moments and memories. This way, when you're feeling out of sorts, you'll have something inspirational to look back on to lift your spirits and help you enjoy life. When I had everything I owned stolen in my moving truck some years back, I really learned this lesson. Watching my sons grow was also a beautiful series of memories to hold on to dearly. Number 22, get active. Exercise releases endorphins, which are natural pain-relieving and stress-busting chemicals. Even if you're short on time, a 20-minute walk or a few jumping jacks can do wonders for your mood. Number 23, keep learning. Find enjoyment through a sense of purpose and make time to explore subjects that interest you. After all, you never know where your interests might lead. Number 24, practice compassion. I like being cool with people. When we can feel compassion for ourselves and compassion for others, even difficult situations become rewarding and ultimately more enjoyable. Number 25, give back. Giving is living. Spending time on activities that make a difference to others through pursuits like volunteering, it helps us instill a sense of meaning and purpose in our lives. Even though some of the activities might not be as enjoyable or as exciting as a rule, the simple act of giving back is a reward in and of itself. Seriously, y'all, enjoy your life, man. Love your life, woman. And happy birthday to me. Thank you for joining us again today for another episode of Round 12. May you live as long as you want and never want as long as you live. May the worst days of your future be like the best days of your past. And may you continue to answer life's bell every time. Until we meet again, time!